Now, in the practical part of the course, you'll be studying a complexation reaction between nickel 2 plus and a ligand called dimethylglyoxine. So they react in a stoichiometric fashion to generate a nickel dimethylglyoxine complex. You can see the square brackets around it. So we've got two dimethylglyoxine ligands to one nickel. This is the type of reaction that we call a metathesis reaction. We're looking at an equilibrium system because we've got an equilibrium arrow there. The equilibrium then is lying in favour of the right-hand side, which means that the nickel dimethylglyoxine complex behaves as a weak electrolyte. There's very little dissociation, which means very little falling apart of that complex to form free nickel, 2 plus, and free ligand. The complex ions in solution, though, show some degree of dissociation. So at the outset, we're saying that ligands will bind to the transition metal to form a complex, and that complex is stable, which is true. But in chemistry, there's typically always some back reaction. So in this case here, there's a small amount of back reaction when we react silver plus with ammonia to form our silver ammonia complex, which again we do in the practical part of the course. But the dominant reaction is the Ford reaction to form a complex. Now we can set up an equilibrium constant for that particular type of reaction, where we take the transition metal and its ligands to form the complex. The special equilibrium constant is called the formation constant, given a capital K, which is what we use for equilibrium constant, and subscript F to indicate the formation constant. And that will tell you the extent which those transition metal ions and ligands react to form the complex. Remember, the expression for an equilibrium constant is always the concentration of the products over the concentration of the reactants. So the larger the number of formation constant, the more products we get, which means the more metal complex we get.